Unit 42, Carver's Legacy. George Washington Carver had a goal. This was to help Southern farmers. They needed good crops. They needed crops that didn't hurt the soil. Carver went to Simpson College in Iowa. He studied there for 3 years. Then he went to Iowa State. He got 2 degrees there. The college knew he was smart. They wanted him to stay. He joined the staff. He was put in charge of a huge greenhouse. There he grew over 20,000 kinds of fungi. This work brought him much fame. Carver had many jobs. Thomas Edison offered $175,000 a year. Henry Ford tried to hire him too. Stalin invited him to the Soviet Union. He wanted Carver to help with cotton, but Carver refused all offers. Instead, he took a job at the Tuskegee Institute. This was a school for African Americans. Carver was paid only $1,000 a year, but he was happy. He had goals to reach. He knew he could reach them at Tuskegee. Carver worked at Tuskegee for 47 years. He never asked for a raise in pay, and he never received one. He died on January 4, 1943. He died in his office chair. Carver came up with over 300 products from peanuts. All could have been patented. He could have made millions, but he did not want to. Here is what he said. Mr. Creator did not charge to grow the peanut. I cannot accept money for my work with it. He wanted research to continue. He started a foundation. He gave his life savings to it. This came to $40,000. One honor came after his death. His birthplace was made a national shrine. How surprised the humble Carver would have been.